This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The short-term government funding bill passed by Congress Saturday streamlines funding. It still provides $100 billion in disaster aid and $10 billion in direct assistance to farmers. But Elliot Schneider of Florida said he was not worried about a possible shutdown because he'd seen Congress walk back from the brink before. He liked the outcome.
I was a little bit happy that they were going to cut down on some of the expenses that the Democrats wanted to put in. So I think I was happy with the outcome.
Some Democrats are criticizing the involvement of Elon Musk in the process. Today's expected to be the busiest travel day of the holiday season. AAA says most people are driving, but Amtrak service is suspended between New York and Philadelphia because of downed wires. Five people were injured Saturday when a man leading police on a high-speed chase drove his pickup truck through a JCPenney in Killeen, Texas. A state trooper shot and killed the driver. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Have you ever heard of a marten? Not Martin the person, but Martin the animal. It's Wisconsin's only state endangered mammal. And now there are new efforts to protect his population. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
The Federal Department of the Interior has awarded the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission more than $800,000 for recovery efforts for American martens. Jonathan Pauly is a professor of forest and wildlife ecology at UW-Madison. He says silvicultural practices and logging within local national forests altered martens' preferred habitats.
This work is really trying to understand how do we manage habitat in a meaningful way on these working landscapes to increase marten habitat and connectivity of these different subpopulations to ensure martens are here for the foreseeable future.
Pauly says the grant money will bring together a diverse group of folks from the federal, state, tribal, and academic levels over 4 years. They'll create a forest management proposal with recommended habitat improvements for marten recovery in Wisconsin. Pauly says martens play important cultural, economic, and ecological roles, including the ability, as predators, to keep rodent populations at bay and are culturally significant to the Ojibwe or Chippewa people.
They actually live and hunt underneath that snowpack, that they can slink in and out from underneath the snow, where they can hunt all the mice that are living underneath the snow and then pop up out of the snowbank. And they have big feet, like snowshoe hares almost, where they can surf on top of the snow.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Packers get ready for Monday night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the New Orleans Saints. Green Bay will be without safety Javon Bullard and linebacker Quay Walker, both with ankle injuries. Jaire Alexander practiced all week but remains questionable. But Matt LaFleur says, knock on wood, right now the team's pretty healthy.
I just think that this is such an unpredictable sport in regards to when guys get injured or whatnot. So we're in a good spot right now.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Wizards 112-101. Bobby Portis with 34 points for Milwaukee. College hoops, Marquette held on to win on the road at Xavier 72-70. Cam Jones had 20 points. Head coach Shaka Smart, though, asked how he would grade him.
B-. I'm hard on him. There's nobody I'd rather have in the country. I wouldn't trade anyone for Cam Jones, but he can be better. He can be more efficient. He has to understand that if he doesn't have an angle, he's got to get to 2 feet. And he's got to be strong with the ball.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly cloudy sky today and breezy south winds up around 30 miles per hour with highs topping out in the lower 30s. For tonight, we'll see a little bit of light snow and light freezing rain developing across the area. Lows near 30 degrees. It's 21 at our studios.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Lucky Larry's Landscaping, Larry!
Larry saved his business money with a quick commercial auto quote from Progressive. Does it help he's his own marketing manager, accountant, executive assistant, and never been late? Technically, yes, but saving really put him over the edge. So, Larry, give Larry a round of applause. Be your own, Larry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political consultant Joe Sapecki joins us in another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The snow came down, covered all the town that winter night. The wind was cold, yet our hearts were bold that winter night. While walking home, our noses turned from red to blue. So who could blame me if for warmth I clung to you? We kissed alone, frozen to the bone, that winter night. But when your lips met mine for the very first time, they tasted right. Deep in the drifting snow, I felt your glow, melting all my lonely fears, as we fell in love on the best winter night in years.
That's Jack Grassel on guitar, Jill Jensen on voice, with their album Snow People, Winter Music. It's the music of the stars. Our candlelight Christmas, welcome. On the air on New Year's Eve. Well, it's not really accurate. It'll be on till 1 in the morning, too. But and today, Rondell, High Noon. High Noon.
Deep in the drifting snow, I your glow, melting all my fears as we fell in love on that winter night. I loved the way you held me tight. We fell in love on the best winter night.
Claude Thornhill's theme. Tony Bennett does the honors. It's Robert Farnon's orchestra. The music of the stars.
Christmas in Salzburg. Oh, so many happy memories. Here where The Sound of Music was filmed, the people are still as warm and friendly as I remember them. And the city seems to have been preserved for eternity in a delicate white blanket of snow. I hear the sound of church bells, smell the wonderful aroma of holiday cooking, and relish the look of welcome that warms the soul. I've come to Salzburg with some very special friends to give a Christmas concert. Bringing music to Salzburg is like bringing coals to Newcastle. After all, this is the birthplace of that genius Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. It was here that he wrote many of his magnificent works, symphonies, operas, masses, oh, and, of course, the divinely inspired Christmas fantasy. You don't remember that? I hadn't heard of it either until quite recently.
Well, it's about time you showed up. You singers are all the same. I call a rehearsal for 5 o'clock. It's almost six.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't expect to be here.
Come in. You're not the only one. The instruments haven't shown up either. I don't know how they expect me to give a concert in 2 hours with no instruments, a singer who hasn't even seen the score of my new Christmas pastiche.
Oh, no.
And there's not even a pot of coffee in sight. Salieri told me there would be days like this.
Look, Mr.
Mozart. W.A. Mozart.
Oh, how do you do? You see, I don't think I was supposed to be here.
Everyone is supposed to be somewhere. You're here. We'll make the best of it. Do you read music?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's very wonderful because, you see, I write music. Here, read this.
Oh, The Marriage of Figaro.
That's next week. This is it.
A Christmas Fantasy.
Wonderful. You gentlemen have your parts? Why don't you just sort of sing the instruments? Where's the magic flute when you need it? We'll just do the best that we can. Pay attention, Liebchen. The Emperor will be here tonight. This could mean the palace. Tuning.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tis the season to be jolly. Don we now our gay apparel. Fa la 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 la. La 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 la. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. Fa la 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 la. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Merry Christmas to
John Denver as Mozart.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
The Irish Rovers.
They sat in me when the last evening a letter was brought round to me. A little gilt-edged invitation saying, Gilhooly, come over to tea. Each Christmas the Fogarty sent it, so I went just for elfinship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries. There were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries. And a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance. Sure could work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Miss Mulligan wanted to try it, but really it wasn't no use. For we worked on it over an hour, but a piece of it wouldn't come loose. Till Kelly came in with the hatchet, and Murphy came in with the saw. But Miss Fogarty's cake had the power for to paralyze any man's jaw.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries. There were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries. And a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance. Sure could work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
This folk great day proud as a peacock, kept smiling and talking away, till she tripped over Flanagan's brogans and spilt the potsheen in her tay. Hackle-hooly, she says, you're not it. Try a little bit more to make cake. Oh no, Mrs. Fogarty, said I, any more and my stomach would break.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too, there were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure would work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Maloney was hit with a colic, O'Donnell a pain in his head, McNulty lay down on the sofa and he swore that he wished he was dead. Miss Bailey went into hysterics and there she did wriggle and shake, and all of us swore we were poisoned from making Miss Fogarty's cake.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too, there were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Yes, it would
kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Merry Christmas from the Irish Rovers.
I can't think of a more magnificent sound of Christmas than to hear one of the world's most glorious voices singing one of the most glorious Christmas songs in one of the most glorious settings, the lovely church at Monsey. My friend Placido Domingo is rehearsing with the orchestra for the concert we are giving. I feel as if I've been allowed to sit in on an audition for the heavenly choir.
Thank you.
Oh, Blasto. Oh, that was wonderful.
Thank you, Judy.
Are you going to sing it at the concert tomorrow?
Well, it is a possibility. This church must bring you back happy, happy memories.
It does.
Oh, yes, you were married here. Am I correct?
Yes, you are. Sort of. It was really a marriage made in Hollywood. I was playing Maria von Trapp in The Sound of Music, and I got married in this church. You have many memories of Salzburg, too, though, don't you? I mean, you've played the festival many times.
Oh, yes, it is a magic city for me. If you want to go back into the past, this is the right place to do it.
You're like a chance I had to take in my life. I found you and couldn't lose you.
And all the difference that you make in my life, the feelings I never knew.
Music of the Stars, Placido Domingo and Julie Andrews.
It's Christmas Eve, holly ho, holly ho, 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 holly ho, holly ho. Sing a Christmas carol written long ago.
The Four Lads, Johnny Desmond. And Basil Rathbone. And Vic Damone.
Snow falling hard on scenery looking like a pretty Christmas card. An old-fashioned angel on top of a tree and candlelight shining down on friends surrounding me. An old-fashioned love song to sing as we go. And tenderly steal a Christmas kiss beneath the mistletoe. That's just what I wish.
That's
for.
Just what I wish.
And now it's come true.
And now it's come true.
An old-fashioned Christmas time that I can spend with you.
Thank you.
beneath the mistletoe. That's just what I wished for. And now it's come true. An old-fashioned Christmas time that I can spend with you.
Better than your floral and the feather bars, give the wine and give me some. By Strauss, by Joe, by Jing, by Strauss is the give me a boom, papa, by Strauss.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Uncle Scrooge?
Humbug!
Oh, be merry, Uncle Scrooge.
What's so merry on Christmas Day? The merry money you throw away, the merry bills you have to pay. When you say Merry Christmas, I say back.
Here's a present, Uncle Scrooge.
Humbug! I think that you're a fool to waste your cash. What's the present you always buy? A handkerchief or an awful tie? Look at this tie and you'll know why. When I get Christmas presents, I say trash.
But everything at Christmas is so jolly and lively. The Christmas trees and wreaths of holly.
Poison ivy.
The girls and boys who dream about St. Nicholas.
St. Nicholas? Ridiculous.
Don't you like him, Uncle Scrooge?
Humbug.
Good old Nicholas.
That's a lot of slosh. I abominate old St. Nick. His reckless spending makes me sick. I think St. Nick's a lunatic. When you say good old Nicholas, I say bosh.
Oh, don't you like a juicy Christmas turkey?
Detest it.
Plum pudding with a brandy sauce.
Can't digest it.
You'll get a mellow feeling for humanity.
Humanity? Insanity.
You'll enjoy it, Uncle Scrooge.
Humbug. It may be fun for you, but not for me. I'm not merry on Christmas Day. I'm never happy, I'm never gay. If you think I could feel that way, then you are just as stupid as can be. If you think I'll be merry and chirp like a canary, then you are even dumber than a dumbbell. When you say Merry Christmas, I say nonsense, fiddlesticks, poppycock, and just plain humbug, 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 humbug.
Basil Rathbone as Ebenezer Scrooge. Tony Bennett. Come Basie.
What I want for Christmas is you. You're the gift that made my dreams all come true. All I need for Christmas is here. Finding every sweet surprise wrapped up in your eyes, waiting there for me underneath the tree. Exchanging kisses, smile and say, what a Christmas this is. Long before the snowflakes appear, without bells or mistletoe or the tinsel silver glow, you just look at me and oh, Christmas is here. Silver glow, you Christmas, look at me and oh, Christmas is here.
Tony Bennett with Count Basie. Oh, and I've got music from Home Alone. This is Alan Silvestri on the Music of the Stars. Tom Hanks. Music of the Stars, that's Polar Express. Great picture, and here's the theme.
Thank you. Troubles will be out.
out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. The fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Hugh Martin wrote them. Oscar winner, 1944. Meet me in St. Louis. Here's a scene from The Apartment.
All right. Sorry I took so long on the phone, but we're all set.
All set for what?
I rented a car. To be here at 1 o'clock, we're driving down to Atlantic City.
Atlantic City?
Oh, I know it's a drag, but you can't find a hotel room in town, not on New Year's Eve.
Ring out the old year, ring in the new, ring a ding ding.
I didn't plan it this way, Fran. Actually, it's all Baxter's fault.
Baxter?
Hey, wouldn't give me the key to the apartment.
He wouldn't?
No, he just walked out on me. Quit. Threw that big fat job right in my face.
The nerve.
Yeah, little punk. After all I did for him. Said I couldn't bring anybody to the apartment. Especially not Miss Kubelik. What's he got against you anyway?
I don't know. I guess that's the way it crumbles. Cookie-wise.
What are you talking about?
I'd spell it out for you, only I can't spell.
Baxter!
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Are you sure? How's your knee?
I'm fine all over.
Mind if I come in?
Of course not. Let me get another glass.
Where are you going?
Well, who knows? Another neighborhood, another town, another job. I'm on my own.
That's funny. So am I. What'd you do with the cards?
In there. What about Mr. Sheldrake?
I'm gonna send him a fruitcake every Christmas. Cut.
I love you, Miss Kubelik.
Three. Queen.
Did you hear what I said, Miss Kubelik? I absolutely adore you.
Shut up and deal.
Standby for news. This is our Candlelight Christmas on the Music of the Stars. Welcome.
The key to love belongs to you. It leads to a doorway. Come true when you turn the key and look for your lover. You find the one that your heart meant to share.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elon Musk, one of the world's richest men, spent more than $260 million to help President-elect Trump's campaign. He's enjoyed a spot in Trump's inner circle since, including his vocal opposition to spending bills that were defeated in Congress this week. The former governor of New Jersey, Republican Chris Christie, a one-time Trump advisor, tells ABC the Musk-Trump relationship carries an end date.
It ends when Trump believes that something has gone wrong and he needs someone to blame. And Musk becomes the person to blame.
U.S. military says two Navy pilots had to eject from their F/A-18 after it was shot down in a friendly fire incident over the Red Sea. One suffered minor injuries. Today expected to be one of the busiest travel days of the holiday season. AAA says most people traveling by car, but nearly 1,700 flights in the U.S. have been delayed so far today. This is ABC News.